Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
Come on, tell him one more time.
My life is not my own.
Hallelujah. I give myself away so that you can use me. Hallelujah. Welcome to Simply the Word Ministries International, where I am your host, amen, prophetess and pastor, Krishna Ansa. It is a blessing as well as a privilege to be before you on tonight. It is just an honor to be back on BTR. For God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen. We're going to bless God on tonight. Amen. Our subject title is going to be, what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? Amen. What sense does it make for the woman or man of God to be full of words and then die and go to hell? We're going to indulge in this thing tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you because we have not been consumed in our sins. God, we thank you for allowing us another day, one more day, one more hour, just a few minutes to come before you and say, Lord, we thank you for not taking our life. God, we thank you for being here on earth. God, we thank you for even being able to open up our mouths and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, on this evening. For many did not make it, but God, we were some of the ones who did. And God, we thank you because you're good. And if we had 10,000 tongues, God, we still wouldn't be able to praise you enough. Now, God, even as we commit the service into your hands on tonight, God, we ask that you bind everything that is not like you. God, we lift up your name because you said in your word that if I be lifted up, that you will draw all men unto thee. And God, we look into the hills from whence cometh our help and know that all our help comes from you on tonight, God. We thank you for creating in us a clean heart and renewing in us a right spirit, oh God. We thank you for allowing your spirit to hover over us even as we are in our homes, even as we're in our cars, even as we're on our jobs, God. We thank you on tonight, God. We're praying for those that are grieving, Lord. We're praying for those that are bereaved, oh God, those that are sitting and laid up in the hospital. We're praying for the sick to shut in and those who are grieving on tonight, God. We're praying for those that are manifesting depression, oh God. We're calling out anything and everything that is not like you, oh God. We're casting down every imagination that engulfs itself against you, oh God. Anything that keep your people mind tied up, oh God, that keep them confused in you, Lord. We come against it in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you have your way on this evening. God, we commit the program into your hands, oh God. I decrease so that you may increase. God, and that you get the glory on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we ask that you cover us, oh God. We come against every backlash and retaliation of the enemy. In Jesus' name, God, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you. Hi. I don't know about you on tonight, but my soul is satisfied. But I know that my soul wants more. Amen. I know that my soul wants more in God. I want more from God. I don't know about you, but when I look around and I begin to see everything that the Bible has spoke of that will come to pass, that is coming to pass, I don't know about you. I want more on tonight. I want more on tonight. And as we get ready to go into the Word of God, we ask God to bless it in his Son Jesus' name. As we look at Matthew, the 7th chapter, and we begin to read from 13 and 14, we're going to use those verses tonight because that's where our target scripture will be coming from. Thank you, Jesus. As we look at Matthew, amen, 7, 13 and 14, it says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only few find it. Amen. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. I made a statement the other day. I was studying this scripture, and God was speaking to me that morning, which happened to be yesterday morning, to be exact. I had decided that I would treat myself to Red Lobster, if you will. Amen. I don't do too much meat. I eat seafood every now and again. Pretty much becoming a vegetarian at this point. I just thank God for his strength. I thank God for being able to speak to me. Amen. And as I begin to sit at the table and as I begin to meditate on the word of the Lord, even on yesterday when I got up yesterday morning, the Lord, after prayer, the Lord had spoke a word to me, and he says, you know, popularity is what's in. You have to get in where you fit in, and if you don't fit in, most people, they commit suicide. They begin to retaliate. They begin to do things that that is not pleasing to humankind nor to God. And as I began to meditate on this word yesterday, as I got up and God began to speak to me, he said, Chris, popularity is what's in. He said, standing out and standing up for what's right, you'll always be alone. And I have begun to meditate on this word because here lately, God has been speaking more often than not. And when I get it like that, I try to keep myself humble and keep myself in a place where I'm satisfied that I'm hearing from God all day long because I know that he wants to speak. I know that there is a word from the Lord. Amen. My expectations of when I get up in the morning, they are to strictly hear the voice of the Lord. Amen. I don't move. I don't do anything. I don't look at phones. I don't talk on the phone. I don't turn on the TV. I don't even move up out of my bed. But the moment that my soul is awakened by God, I begin to pray because I look for directions for that day. But as I begin to meditate on the word of God, God was telling me how everything that seems right, people tend to flock to. And everything that actually is right, people tend to shun away from. Amen. People begin to move and they begin to go places. You know, I don't want to stand alone. You know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be by myself. You know, a lot of times we make decisions based on what other people feel. We don't make decisions based on what's right and what's godly right. Amen. What's morally right. But most of the time we make our decisions based on what people think about us. I was engaged in the conversation today and the young lady was speaking to me, and as I began to minister to her, and I was telling her a lot of times we don't want to feel alone. We as humans, we have a fear of being alone. We have a fear of being right and being the only person that stands because the majority rules. And I know when we were all younger, I know for me, my parents used to always tell me, when you see the crowd going one way, you go the opposite way. But I had one young lady make a statement to me. She said, no, wherever the crowd is going, I'm going because I know they're going to get crunk. But I've always been told that whatever happens to one will happen to all. So if one go to jail, all will go to jail. Why? Because you're with that crowd. You're guilty by association. And this is what God is saying to the people today. He's saying to those that are standing in position, those that are in church, amen, that now is a time that we will be tested, that we will stand alone. There's a scripture in the Word, and I believe it's in the book of Mark. It says, Mark the 8th chapter, it said, what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? Amen. And when you're dealing with these scriptures, when you're dealing with Matthew or Mark and other scriptures that have reference to this, it all comes back to the same thing, being popular is what's in. You got to get in where you fit in, but standing out and standing up for what's right is alone. So here in this particular scripture, it says, for wide is the gate to hell, if you'll allow me to paraphrase, but narrow is the gate to heaven, and many won't find it. Many will not find it. Why? Because we choose to ride with what's wrong in opposed to standing up for what's right. And when God says his word will stand and everything else will pass away, we must understand whether we like it or not, his word is still going to stand. It's right. The Southern Faith singers, God bless their hearts and rest their souls, for many of them have gone on. They used to sing, yes, the Bible is right. I know somebody else is wrong. You know, the word of the Lord says that everything that God says is yea and amen. His word is yea and amen. That lets me know that it's yes, it will be. Yes, it has. And yes, it's going to be. And amen, it fills it. So it is. So it is. And we thank God that he allows us this time and this chance. But I want to say to you all, ministers, Christians, those of us that are standing, we will be counted. Amen. The blood is required upon our hand because so many times we lead people astray. We lead them wrongfully. We lead them going down. And I stand in that group with the preachers. I don't stand in the midst of it where you're leading them wrong, because one thing that I tell people all the time, that when you watch me, understand, I'm so transparent with my life. Yes, I make mistakes. Just because I am in ministerial, just because I'm a pastor, whatever title I hold, because I'm a prophetess, does not mean that I am flawless. But one thing we must understand, we cannot willingly sin and tell the people that it's okay. We cannot teach sin. I made a statement a few weeks ago, and as I was sitting up under my pastor, I made a statement a few weeks ago, and I said one thing that we cannot do, we cannot remove Christ from Christians. Either you is or you're not. There's no way that you can separate it. Amen? There is no way. The word of the Lord says there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but in the end thereof is their destruction. It all goes back to the point of being popular, what's needed. And then I also made the statement, and I followed it up like this. I said, what's happening in our churches nowadays is we have allowed the world into the church, and now the world won't allow God in it. Ah, can you understand where I'm coming from? We have allowed the world into the church. Now, many of us look at the physical churches. We've allowed the world there too. But how many of you all know that the church is your heart? We have allowed the world in our hearts, but now our hearts cannot accept who God is. And by any means necessary, we will go to full length to make sure that we line up with what the world say, in opposed to lining up with what the word of God has spoke over our lives. What does it profit a man to gain the world and die and lose his soul? What sense does it make for you to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, but yet die and go to hell? What sense does it make for you to teach and preach and pray and prophesy, and yet remove Christ from Christianity? I made a statement the other day. There were some things that were happening in Chicago, and two young men were killed on the doorsteps of the church. Amen. And one person made a statement to me and said, you know what? These things were going to happen. Yes, these things are going to happen, but the Bible tells me, and I understand that I trust God on everything that he does. The Bible says that he will not allow us to be ignorant of Satan's devices. What is going on now is because now the physical church have allowed the world in it. Now you can't bring God to the world, so the world won't know who God is. Will die and go to hell not knowing who God is. Why? Because we as Christians, we vowed not to take a stand on what's right. We vowed to follow the popular crowd because we dare not stand alone. We dare not stand alone and stand out and stand for what's right. And I appeal to you men and women of God, as my time begins to wind down in the next 10 minutes, that learn to stand for what's right. There's a saying that if you don't stand for something, then you'll fall for anything. Amen. And you got to know, you cannot. It's time out for preaching about houses, cars, and lands, and money. You cannot prophesy something to me that God has already promised. If I walk upright, it will be no good thing that he'll withhold from me. You cannot preach houses and lands to me when he told me, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That was the strategy to get what you need from God and to forever remain blessed and highly favored in him. You cannot prophesy homes to me because everybody's not qualified to take care of a home. And as much money as I make, I thank God on this day that I am not a home owner, because with home ownership comes a huge responsibility, as it does with ministry, being a pastor, being a prophet, being an evangelist, being a teacher, being a pastor of the fivefold ministry. This comes a weight. This comes a heavy responsibility. And as the world erupts and do not know Christ, we that are supposed to be in Christ erupt in panic with the world as well. The world cannot tell us apart. That's why they won't accept God, because we do everything that they do. We say everything that they say. We act the way that they act, but yet come to church on Sundays and Wednesday night Bible studies or Tuesday night Bible studies or prayer services, and guess what? We lift up our hands knowing that we are dirty. Now, don't get me wrong, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But when you willingly sin and you go to church without asking God to forgive you, and you put on this front that you are saved, and when you have truly took Christ from Christian, you have separated it, then God says, I'm not in this. This is what the Lord has said. This is what the Lord is speaking. I'm not a part of this. And then we wonder why judgment is coming upon the earth. We wonder why racism is at an all-time high. We wonder why killing is at an all-time high. We wonder why people are turning to other religions and other denominations and going astray from God is at an all-time high. Because we as Christians does not represent who Jesus was when he walked the earth. We don't represent him right. And if I were you, I would be scared. I would be scared out of my wits. We go to sleep and we don't pray. We wake up and we don't pray. But yet we will walk into a pulpit with an already written sermon and wonder why we cannot win men and women and boys and girls to Christ. Because our life is not an example of who Jesus is and who he was when he was man on earth. I pray tonight that something that I've said have ignited the switch in you to serve a true and living God. Because he says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that I am God. But there is going to be a judgment. And he says that I'm starting at the head. And the head meaning simply with those who are standing in position that reign over these churches, that carry these titles and think that it's okay to go and preach for money and to go and prophesy and be going to separate Christ from Christians. He's starting there. And even the scripture says that those who know my word and know better will be beat with many stripes in opposed to those who didn't. But we must understand, those that don't know fully who God is, it's simply because us who claim him as Christian or claim Christianity have showed them that Jesus was not who he was through the representation of our lives and the way that we live. Hallelujah. And as I come down to the end of this segment, I pray that the word of the Lord has blessed you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word because we know that your word is true. We know that it is everlasting, oh God. You said that your word will call from the deep to the deep. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts of your people, that you make their hearts ready and acceptable, those that are in the archives that will go back and listen to this word, oh God. Let it be something said that will ignite the switch in them to get on fire for you. Let something that I've said, oh God, will light the switch on the inside of them and come before you and say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Lord, let something that I've spoken on this night, God, ignite the switch on them that says, I'll run for you, God. And I'll run and continue to run and see what the end is going to be. Now, God, I pray over this broadcast, oh God. I ask that your anointing, oh God, be felt through the airwaves, oh God. We bind every backlash and retaliation of the enemy. God, every seed that have been dropped on this segment, oh God, it will fall on good ground, oh God. For one seed, one man planted, another man watered, and you will get the increase. And God, even as we begin to lay down for tonight, God, I pray over our homes, oh God. I ask that you encamp your angels all around us, oh God. We bind the spirit of death. We bind the spirit of killing. We bind the spirit of murder and robbery. And we bind the spirit of burglary, oh God. We bind up every spirit of accidents, oh God. As I pray over your people as they go to their various destinations, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you will continue to have your way. And that you'll continue to cover them. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we bless you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in to Simply the Word Ministries. Amen. For the Lord has been pricking my heart to come back on frequently and begin to minister. There is a word from the Lord, and I thank God for who he is. Amen. I'll be beginning to tell you all more and more about my book that's coming out in the name of Jesus. The woman at the well, amen. Lord, teach her to love me. I'm telling you guys, you all are going to want to purchase this book. You all are going to want, it's going to bless your heart and it's going to bless your soul, amen. So as we begin to leave from this segment, but never from the presence of God, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Continue to watch as well as pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Simply the Word.
Ha ha ha!